Hello, good people. Welcome to the Vineyard Podcast, your weekly dose of fun, laughter, banter, and a whole lot of realness. Hi, guys.
Hello.
We're
How
back.
You guys feeling?
Good. Feeling great. Excited.
So my label.
Okay, I'm feeling left out. Was there a memo that I forgot to read? Was that like a memo?
Fungwanga WhatsApp group sister.
You didn't pray today.
Fungwanga WhatsApp group sister.
Haki, nitakuwa nafungwa WhatsApp group. Niacha hii maneno ya kusemanga sijui nini. Nitafungwanga WhatsApp group. Yani mulisema kwa WhatsApp group na muku nini confirm nimesoma.
And we don't even tell people to subscribe to the CCO channel.
That's true. Today, the merchandise is telling us and it's shouting in our faces.
Yeah.
Please subscribe, subscribe, subscribe.
Yeah.
Like our content. Then get notifications on when we drop our videos.
Yes.
So that you're amongst the first people to give us comments and we can also give you a shout out.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Looking forward this week.
Yes.
It's a bit similar to what we talked about last week. Last week we were looking at question marks and what we thought about different categories of things. And this week we are talking about things that people want to put question marks and exclamations onto.
Yes.
But in essence, there are full stops.
There's no question.
There's no question. It's black. It's white.
Yes.
That's what we want to talk about.
Yes.
We are talking about some of the things that we have normalized, but in essence, they are wrong.
Mm.
And I think normalize is a word that we have thrown around nowadays.
Yeah.
And everybody says, does something, and then they are all of a sudden on social media. We should normalize.
Yeah, normalize this.
Normalize what? So, guys, this week we're talking about some of the things you think that we have normalized, but in essence are supposed to either be black
or white. Okay.
Give it a go.
Din, 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 din,
din. Who still want to begin? Let's begin with
I just knew it. Tulikuwa tunakuchungulia
tunasema 40.
At what? S becomes
40.
Okay, okay. I think for me one of the things that has been normalized too much is cheating.
Uh-huh.
All forms of cheating. Cheating on your partner, cheating in exams.
Because that cheating on your partner, it's so rampant.
Yeah, it's so rampant that now we have made it funny.
Yes.
Even when we sing Nairobi.
True. It becomes very funny.
Ama ni senior, you know.
Yeah. Nairobi need one big bedroom.
About a big bedroom of all of that, and it's funny. Apparently, to everybody.
But you know something that Kenyans have specialized in is laughing at our misery. When something, when taxes become too high, we make more memes.
You make fun.
You know?
Memes instead of addressing the issues.
Exactly.
We decide to hide ourselves in laughter.
In laughter.
And looking for satire in that. Oh my goodness, yes. I think it was this week, was it actually this morning, that I came across a quote that says, it was from two of my classmates.
Yeah.
I think one is even my class rep. I will not even mention names. But if you know what class I'm in, you probably know who my class rep is.
Yeah.
But the quote was, normalize cheating in exams. Because why are you as the lecturer coming in and giving me very substandard content?
Yeah.
And then during the exam, asking me difficult questions and you're expecting me to give you exceptional answers.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself,
Karibu agree.
What manner of preposterousness is that? Because in all honesty, you know, I'm not going to have a point. They're like, but the lecturer didn't teach.
As long as you don't get caught.
Yeah.
And that's how people also apply in terms of relationships. Mm. You just cheat as long as your partner doesn't know.
As long as they don't know.
Yeah.
Like, what
they don't know?
Won't hurt them.
It will not hurt them. And men say, where is the fear of God?
Where is even the decency of just being, even if you don't fear God, let's say where umeamua two year two is not your lifestyle. Cheating is more moral. Like,
be upfront, tell son, by the way, I have someone else.
You know, people are not even scared of diseases nowadays. I think I was looking at the papers.
People are more scared of pregnancy than diseases. It's very interesting.
And statistics are showing in Kenya there's an alarming increase in STIs.
Or you
young ladies.
Or you see even these things that we read on Twitter and people who are actually, you are on a mission to spread. Have you been seeing these threads?
Yes.
Even on Instagram, I'm not on Twitter, but like on Instagram, I'll see people like influencers doing stories and just covering how somebody has made it their sole mission to ambukiza kila mtu in a certain area with ukimwi.
Uh-huh.
You wonder. So,
And the fact that people fall prey to these people is to show that, one, people are going around sleeping with one another, not worrying and caring about the institution.
Exactly.
Worrying about, you know, at least, where was the time when we were thinking about to me chill?
Yeah, such advice.
Yeah. And the saddest thing is that we think cheating or stuff like that, or these other things we're going to talk about today, are we consider it, we normalize it because we think there are bigger vices that should be spoken about.
Yeah.
Like, we're like, but I'm not killing children, or I'm not raping, or I'm not. So you are like, me, my cheating is, yeah, exactly. Cheating.
It's kadhambi kadogo.
Yeah, ni kadhambi kadogo. On the weight, yeah.
The weight of them,
I've cheated on hope. I've not beaten her.
Yeah.
So what's the issue?
What is the problem?
And then you realize when people telling, ah, you're tuned your shida, ah, please, you're normal. Zoya, you're Saudi.
And the fact that we can attribute a lot of that to being like, ah, that is how they are. The sooner you accept that, the better.
Yeah.
The better. I like that. So one of the things that we have really normalized is cheating in all of its forms. Kings, what else have we normalized?
I think we have normalized, still in the same name, corruption. Uh-huh. In the sense that, says in Nikishikwa, the first thing in my head, do I have some cash?
Nikona miambi.
Yeah, it's okay. Do I know someone?
Yeah.
I call, I'm like, let me holler at this person.
They'll sort me out.
Do I need this service? Yes.
And I remember once an old man preached. I think he was an elder. He said, Alishikwa, alienda jela kakayo one day. Mimi, to be honest, I could have made a few calls.
Even me, I don't know
and
if
I'm,
I would.
And at that point, I'm on the road. If I'm on the right, I won't call anyone. And just, I'm on the right.
My goodness. Son, what do you think about that?
Corruption. You know, even like yo ya barabara is very common.
Yes.
Even the saddest part is that many sectors in this country have reduced us to the point that for you to get a basic service, you need to pay.
Yeah.
Like people frustrate you.
It becomes a right.
It becomes you know, like like right now there's a big backlog in terms of people getting passports, and you've seen even sometimes it's been covered on news, especially Citizen. Mm-hmm. People are desperately looking for that things, and you're being told, you're applying for it today, you're being told your appointment is 3 months. But of course, if you part with a few shillings, they'll be able to accelerate you. So even access to basic services is pushing people. So sometimes, I don't know if it's empathy, I don't know. Sometimes I actually feel for people because you're not choosing corruption because you had the... Okay, you always have a choice at the end of the day, but sometimes the way the system is set up, it pushes you to the wall.
Towards corruption.
Yeah.
Especially for traffic rules. Corruption thrives because it's the easiest route.
Yeah.
Because I know I can overlap and get away with it. Because I know that as a gari, sinampatia tu mia, and I go away with it. So we have normalized ourselves to a certain set of culture that integrity is frowned upon. Corruption is
you actually
given a
look
thumbs
so
up.
Silly and
you
petty.
Know, I think what acts me so much, exactly in your point here, petty, we look petty when we say it. I think we've become so desensitized to the point of we actually don't see anything
wrong with it.
Yeah.
Mumeshikwa masimamisho gari. You know, as in, it's not a problem. It's not a problem. In fact, there was, I think, something that was running through social media, making rounds on social media. I feel like this episode I've quoted social media so many times. I don't spend all of my time on social media, people. I'm a busy human being. But when I do, I see a lot of important stuff. What I saw was a checklist that said the average bribe that you pay for certain services.
Yeah.
So they list their passport, this and this amount. Procurement, tenders, what. It was an entire list of an average bribe that you pay for all of this, for all of these services. I was stunned. And I was like, kumbe, it's an open secret.
You see, that's the thing. It's even calling it corruption, we look like we are exaggerating.
Yeah.
Hongo, unde unaita, relax, tulia. Those are normal things.
Really,
you get
things happening here.
Yeah.
And it's so sad that we have normalized that. Really, really sad that we have normalized that. I'm trying to think of something else that we have normalized. And I think the point that comes to mind is, drum roll, this one is gonna get a lot of us young people. Usherati. Fornication.
But it's true.
I think that our generation is really, really so desensitized about it. At this point, there's no big deal of if you're dating somebody, it's a given.
Yeah, you're sleeping with them.
Sleeping with them. It's just direct. It's like, what are you even asking?
Yeah, like if you're not even sleeping, that's their anomaly.
In fact, they are shocked.
It's their anomaly.
You've never had sex with your girlfriend?
Yeah. Like, what do you guys do?
Yeah. It's sad. What?
I think that is one thing that we've really seriously normalized in this generation.
Because people, and I know we're going to discuss this maybe in another episode, mm-hmm. but like, people have convinced themselves that if what I'm doing is not harming anybody, I might as well go on with it. So you, human beings, we know how to justify. You know how you can create an excuse for whatever you want to do mm-hmm. and justify to yourself that it's right. Because like for fornication, if you're sleeping with your boyfriend, you start asking yourself, who have I harmed? You know, because you're thinking the person who is, I don't know what.
And you're even saying that I'm going to get married.
Shooting children. Yeah. Is definitely doing a bigger, because it's impacting people in a negative way. So it's that. We become desensitized to things that are outlight. Woi mwadhani. Woi gaifafa. Outrightly wrong. Because we feel that as long as it's just me, it's just affecting Hope. Yep. Sonia will not have to know. Timo does not have to know. Mm-hmm. So it's like, so what? Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. It's my life anyway, which is a very absurd place to be.
A critical thing, in fact, just to feed on to your point, Son, a critical factor that is missing from our generation is the question of Joseph.
No one is running.
Why? How can I do this and sin against
my God?
Not even at my partner or my friends or who, but sin against my God. That is a critical factor that is missing.
Yeah.
The fear of God is close to non-existent.
It doesn't. It's
in
not
fact,
there.
Who is God?
Yeah. I think something is wrong.
God comes in when?
People have forgotten. Please,
no. We've seen a rainbow somewhere. People remember God when the consequences follow them. That's when you remember, guys, pray for me, I've been arrested. But
when you are, we have completely lost the fear of God. And that, of course, feeds into just abuse of grace. Mm-hmm. That's because we feel like, you know, every single time you go back to God in repentance, he's there. And it's
going to forgive you.
It's true. We don't discount that fact, but it's so sad. We forget the justice of God. We forget the lordship of God. We just want the savior aspects of God. The one who is there to comfort you at night when you have gone back to your toxic boyfriend. But you don't accept the authority that God is supposed to have over your life. And you know what God should do? And I like that we are not exempt from the consequences of our actions. Because that's what reminds people that this God is there and he exists and he's a just God. Mm-hmm.
You reap what you sow.
Says
you cannot mock God, you reap what you sow.
You cannot mock God. Exactly.
And even when you want to do all of these things and still say that I'll go back to God and get forgiven, I think we mentioned it in the episode when we talked about the license to sin, grace being the license to sin, is the fact that God judges even the intention.
Yeah.
So you might be doing all of this thing, but God is also judging the intention. So if you're doing that, then the Lord sees
it's normal to lie, but God is like, no.
Which is another thing. Another thing we've not
lying
so
is another
lying.
Very serious area where we are completely desensitized.
My profession is well known for being liar.
It's a lying profession.
You play with words.
We're manipulative with our words. Even if we know it is a matter of fact, we want to disprove it. Which is lying.
Yeah.
True. We are lying. Mm.
So are you saying your entire career is a lie?
I think my entire career is a lie. But will I leave it?
Not really.
I'm not seeing myself going.
Mkate lazima tununue.
The bread has to be bought.
I also think one of the reasons we're in such a trap is because, as people of faith, we also, you know, there's a place for struggle, but there's a place for speaking up. We never really address those issues.
Yeah.
We've become bipartisan to those issues. We're like, we can't change anything, but I read somewhere, if you're able to change just 5% of society in word and in deed, the whole society changes.
Yeah.
You see, 5%, imagine it's not. Imagine if you're a million, you just need 50,000 people to say, no longer are we doing 1, 2, 3. Mm-hmm. And in due time, society begins to change.
Yeah.
So I think it's high time to denormalize normality that we've made. Don't twist in my head, but you get the point.
I think it's time. What you're trying to say is it's time that we go back to basics.
Yeah.
Which is the truth.
True.
When things go your way, that's the time you want to bend rules.
Yeah.
That is a bit of a disconnect there. Mm. That's what I find. I find that we've become, desensitization normally comes at the point where hypocrisy has stepped in.
Yeah.
Because we want to sin and justify our sinning to reach a certain end. I think we just need to go back to basics.
Yeah.
We've got to go back to what the Word of God says. And we've got to try as much as we can to start living as genuine Christians. We've just got to be genuine Christians. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
That's all that counts. Mm. Because as at this point, we want to be Christians, but circumstances are forcing us not to be.
Mm.
And then we are taking the bait.
Yeah.
We are taking the bait and we are saying, but God,
for convenience. Yeah. For convenience, man.
Like, why should I struggle to be the one who's moving against the grain?
Yeah.
Everybody else is doing it. Everybody else is giving a bribe. Everybody else is lying. Everybody else is sleeping around.
Yeah.
Not if I don't sleep around, I won't get a boyfriend.
If I don't give
a bribe, I won't get a job. I need a job to survive.
I need a job to survive. Lord, you understand. Lord, you get it.
Yeah.
We've got to trust God.
Mm.
We've got to trust that His plan is going to come. So even if it's delaying, it's not taking the tangent that you want, you've got to trust that this job is going to come.
Yes.
This partner that I want is gonna come.
Yes.
The excellence in school I want is gonna come as long as I work.
You put
because
in the
at
work.
At the end of the day, the lecturer will come and give me, they say, gives me like 20%.
Yeah.
The rest I've got to work for.
You have to work
you
for
have.
It.
So why am I pointing blame at the 20% that the lecturer forgot to deliver?
And yeah.
At least the 80%, the 60% that
falls
I
on
for
me.
The 80.
Because we hate accountability.
We want to be accountable.
Yeah.
So this whole shenanigan and nonsense of normalizing things just because you do them and you want to have security in masses of other people doing the same thing.
Jite mkutano, sister.
Call yourself for a meeting.
I'm a brother.
Nataka ni do is not an excuse. Nataka ni do.
It is not an excuse. Nataka ni do. Hakuna kitu.
Wewe ungedo.
Just because everybody is doing it doesn't make it right.
Yes.
As long as the word of the Lord says it's not right, it is not right.
Yes.
If it's black,
it's black.
If it's white,
it's white. No gray areas here.
Till the next time we meet, tell us some of the things you've compromised on.
Yeah.
And decided to normalize them because they were convenient for you.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.